Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned the Jordan and were led by the Spirit in the wilderness. The wilderness is a challenging and empty place where life is very hard. Nothing grows. It's all desolation, really. And for Jesus, this experience was crucial in him preparing for his future ministry that led to the cross. So likewise, we need to recognize the wilderness in our own lives. There are moments in our lives that we feel alone or challenged or tested. And like Jesus, the Spirit will lead us through those moments. And these moments can help us grow and change in a spiritual sense, that God could come alongside us and show us the path. Everyone experiences temptation in life. So in our gospel, the devil tempts Jesus in three ways that challenges who he is. Firstly, after fasting for 40 days, the devil tempts Jesus to turn stones into bread. And this temptation targets his physical needs. He tries to convince Jesus to use God's power for personal gain. But Jesus answers by quoting the scripture to him, "Man shall not live by bread alone." Jesus teaches us that spiritual food, in the end, is more important than just physical needs. Our true support comes from God's word. That's why he quotes it all the time. And his presence in our lives, so that we can focus on who truly feeds us in our lives. And by the way, he's called the bread of life. He's the one that feeds us deeply. The second temptation takes a different form. The devil offers Jesus power for all the kingdoms of the earth if he will worship him. The temptation in this situation is about power and influence. Jesus once again replies with scripture, "You shall worship the Lord your God, and only him you shall serve." And this response prompts us to reflect on who we serve in our daily lives. Are we driven by our own desires? Are we driven by wanting to be successful in the world's eyes? Do we seek power over other people and power over situations? Or as Jesus said to the devil, that we need to be committed to God alone? Because we live in a world, don't we, that often values success and power. But it's completely different for us as followers of Jesus. Our true greatness, Jesus tells us, comes from coming alongside others, to serve others, to wash the feet of others. The third temptation is the most harmful. The devil challenges Jesus to jump from the temple's tower. Once again, he quotes scripture to say that God will protect him. And this raises questions about faith and what it really means in our daily lives. The devil pushes Jesus to test God's promise of safety. And he responds again with scripture. There seems to be a theme, doesn't it? He quotes scripture. He quotes the words of God. "You shall not put the Lord your God to the test." And if we honestly look at ourselves, we often test our faith in God too. We look for signs from God that everything will be okay. But faith means trusting without needing to prove that God exists. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we had a litmus paper and put it in, and if God did exist, then you put then it turns blue or red, whatever color it may be. Wouldn't it be wonderful? But no, faith is not that. Faith is belief in the things we don't see, the things we can't touch. So the wilderness teaches us that faith is about trusting God's goodness and grace. Even when we can't see the grace and love of God, even when we are feeling tested in life, God is always there. So our gospel then shows us that being tempted is not a sin. Sin becomes sin when we fall to temptation. So temptation is a normal part of our human experience. But what really matters with temptation is how we handle it. And Jesus shows us how to face temptation with strength and wisdom. His strength and wisdom and his word in Scripture helps us to reveal who he is. And so Jesus helps us understand our true selves, the real selves, not the outward appearance that we give people. And like Jesus, who faced temptations, it reveals to us that he understands our struggles and temptations. It's not foreign to him. He knows that we are tempted. He knows that we go wrong. He knows that we miss the target. Because he's walked the same path before us. And so he points to the fact that we don't have to face wilderness times alone. He is always with us, even on Arlene's phone. So as we enter this Lenten season, let's reflect on our journeys in the wilderness. What challenges do we need to face in Lent? How do we define success and power and greatness? Are we trying to test God, looking for proof that he is listening to us? And do we trust in his plan, even when we feel doubtful, even when we can't see the way forward, because the wilderness is stark and it's very, very big? So our gospel writer invites us to invite the Spirit into our lives, to guide and support and strengthen us during our wilderness times, so we don't lose sight of the goals that Jesus gives us. But we face temptations, and when we face temptations and the strength of God, he will lead us into new experiences, personal growth and change in our spiritual lives. If we refuse to actually deal with our temptations, then how can we seek amendment of life if we don't recognize that sometimes we fall to those temptations? So this special season helps us to face our temptations and faults. It's a time to recognize our weaknesses before God and receive God's grace. It's a time to seek God and to build a stronger relationship with him, so that we are filled with hope and renewal as we prepare to celebrate Easter, the resurrection. So let's seek God's help on this journey in the wilderness, because he's waiting for us to call for him. So let us pray. As we journey through our wilderness, give us strength and wisdom to face our temptations. Help us to recognize our weaknesses and seek your grace. May your Spirit guide us, fostering growth and renewal in our hearts as we prepare for Easter. In your love, we find hope. Amen.